You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos. Today's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sportsbook out there for all of your fantasy needs. If you love the Vegas style of play, well, MyBookie.ag has you covered. So, very excited to bring you guys another episode here today. You know, obviously I had a lot of great discussions on Twitter about the national championship in college football. We'll talk about that here in a while. But some good news in the Denver Broncos realm of college is that they've been selected to coach the North squad for the Senior Bowl. We'll talk about that here in today's show, as well as analyze what the Denver Broncos need to do this offseason. Some key areas, obviously, the Denver Broncos are rumored to aggressively pursue Kirk Cousins. We'll talk about that as well here in a little bit as the show kicks off. Just a lot of crazy things, you know, a lot of different speculations about what the Denver Broncos could potentially do as the draft approaches. Obviously, the biggest step in the offseason right now is the first thing, which is free agency. And that kicks off in March 12th to March 14th is when the free agency frenzy begins for the Denver Broncos. I'm excited. The Denver Broncos, in the history of the franchise since 2011, have made some very key moves in the offseason during free agency. John Elway and his personnel department have looked at the free agency market, and they have drastically improved and upgraded at positions year in and year out. Some guys work out, some guys don't. But I tell you what, some key guys that contributed when they were picked up in free agency. Peyton Manning, obviously, the biggest one. DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, T.J. Ward. Unfortunately for T.J. Ward, he was arrested for marijuana possession down there in Tampa. Not sure what the situation is over there, but who's had a worse year than T.J. Ward, man? Being cut from the Broncos, going to Tampa, hardly playing a down in Tampa, and then now this. It's definitely a difficult time for T.J. Ward, former Denver Bronco, so definitely have to give our thoughts to him, man. He's got to get his life back on track, man. Football is super important, and unfortunately, he's missing out on the ability to be productive. You know, he's battled injuries. He's just his biggest knack, his biggest critique now is his inability to really cover speedy slot receivers or tight ends. That's been his problem area. But the Denver Broncos right now, obviously happy with who they have at safety and Justin Simmons, Will Parks, obviously some young guys that have played for 2 years in a row in their sophomore season in the NFL. The Denver Broncos are getting better. And Jamal Carter, another guy, rookie this past year, who's been a very impressive guy for the Denver Broncos. Also in the secondary, you have Marcus Rios, a guy who's made some pretty big special teams plays over the last couple weeks. Also in the defensive side of the ball, he had a very big pass breakup against the Washington Redskins on a deep throw, showed some great recovery speed. So the Denver Broncos do have a lot of undrafted gems on their roster that can make a difference. So it would be hard at this point, in my honest opinion. I say the Denver Broncos give him one more year, but to see Brendan Langley here a little bit long-term for the Denver Broncos, I just don't see that happening. Unfortunately, unless he has a very big year. He's got a lot to prove in training camp and obviously in preseason come 2018, but when he was on the field, he struggled, and that's just inexperience. And so, Johnny Lynn, assistant DB's coach, was let go, was one of the coaches let go by the Denver Broncos, so maybe that has something to do with it. Aqib Talib went on Altitude 950 with my dudes, Vic Lombardi, James Merrillat, and obviously H.W. Peterson, and they had the best interview of the year, honestly. Go over to Altitude 950 and check out the Vic Lombardi show, Aqib Talib's interview from just a couple days ago. It was spectacular, very much needed, very honest from Aqib Talib, and hopefully Aqib Talib stays. You know, that's definitely a lot of the rumblings that we've been talking about, is people don't know whether or not Aqib Talib is going to be on the Denver Broncos next year. Now, I have faith that Aqib Talib will be. Aqib Talib, from what I hear, and you guys have heard me say this over the last couple days, is Aqib Talib wants to stay in Denver. Now, the question is, if the Denver Broncos approach him to restructure, will he do it? I don't know how that angle will play out for the Denver Broncos with Aqib Talib. He's a very productive guy. We saw how the Broncos struggled against the Bengals without Aqib Talib on the field. We saw that. We saw it in the Oakland game when he got thrown out of the game. They missed him big time. So the Denver Broncos no-fly zone, in my honest opinion, this is my bold hot take. John Elway constructed this Denver Broncos defense after Super Bowl 48 when the Seahawks blew out the Broncos. He would not gut this defense without making sure that there are guys in position that if you get rid of one of these guys, you have a guy that you are 110% sure can be just as, if not more, productive than the guy that they're trying to replace. And I'm sorry, I don't think you can replace Aqib Talib right now. He's playing phenomenal football. He's one of the league's best corners, opposite of Chris Harris Jr. The Denver Broncos have the luxury of having two of the top corners in the National Football League on the same team. And combine that with a pass rusher and Von Miller, man, it's unbelievable. That's a goal for the Denver Broncos, though, this offseason. Their main goal is primarily to get better at getting to the quarterback, pass rushing. Von Miller had 10 sacks this year, and the Denver Broncos, outside of that, really didn't get a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, didn't get a lot of sacks on quarterbacks, and that's got to change, and I think that's a big reason why Coach Pug was let go, which is, you know, kind of one of those controversial moves, in my opinion, because Von Miller has a very close relationship with Coach Pug. Coach Pug has done a phenomenal job at transforming Von Miller's game and being a big part of Von Miller. Von Miller said he loves Coach Pug. He's one of his favorite coaches he's ever had, and he's a big part of him. And so I'm really eager to see who the Denver Broncos decide to bring in, obviously, to, you know, bolster the outside linebacker positions. Now, all across the board, they have gone in and they have filled a lot of different positions on the offensive staff. Now, they're bringing in, I'm trying to remember what his name was, from the New York Giants. They're bringing in, they got Sean Coogler to come in to take over the offensive line. He's replacing the former offensive line coach and you know, Sean Coogler out of UTEP. He didn't really have a lot of success down there at UTEP, but I guarantee you getting a chance to work with the offensive line in Denver, an offensive line which has some very solid people on it. But the thing is, I think a lot of the scheme or just the way, I don't know what it was, but the Denver Broncos offensive line has been one of the weakest points of the team for the last several years, and the Denver Broncos offense, if they want to get back to running the ball smash mouth style, they have to really transition into the run game, and that all starts with the offensive line. So without further ado, let's jump ahead to our topics of discussion. Obviously, the NFL draft, big news. Okay, Drew Rosen, Sam Darnold both declared yesterday for the NFL draft, so that makes things a lot more interesting for the Denver Broncos heading into this offseason. Now, the reason I say that is because at this point, most people knew that it was Josh Allen and it was Baker Mayfield as the two guys that are going into the NFL draft. Now, the Denver Broncos are picking at number 5. The Cleveland Browns have the number 1 pick, and they also have the number 4 pick in the National Football League. The issue that we run into here is that who do you pick up? Who do you choose? Do you choose, you know, who's Cleveland going to pick with the first pick? Who is the New York Giants going to pick? In my honest opinion, I think the Giants pick up Rosen. Rosen is a guy out of UCLA. In my opinion, he's got a lot of, he's very cerebral. He's very smart. He conducts himself very professionally in the eyes of the media. I thought he had a very bold and very positive take on why college football players sit out of bowl games. Absolutely. They got stuff to protect, man. They got, you know, so he makes you think. He's not a black and white thinker. He thinks outside the box. And that's what you need as a quarterback in the National Football League. But I think overall, when we look at the NFL draft, I like Sam Darnold a lot. If the Denver Broncos can pick up Sam Darnold, I'll be happy. Because under Bill Musgrave, he can develop. Now, think about this. If the Denver Broncos go out in free agency and they collect and they snag Kirk Cousins, who they're going to, from what I'm told, pursue aggressively. I'm not sure what details that plays, especially with the contract that Kirk Cousins may demand. That's all up for debate. You know, a lot of people are talking about, well, Kirk Cousins is going to demand too much money. The Broncos can't afford to pay him. Well, the Denver Broncos can also approach several people to restructure their contracts. And Demaryius Thomas, Von Miller, Aqib Talib could be some of those guys. Derek Wolfe could be another one of those guys asked to obviously do that. Now, Derek Wolfe could retire. We're still kind of trying to figure out what the plan is with Derek Wolfe. Haven't heard a lot. He's going through some different treatments, different styles of a treatment to try to get that numbness out of his neck from all the neck injuries he's had, and it's definitely a scary thing. So, you know, there's just a lot of different avenues I think the Denver Broncos can find a way to pay some guys, and obviously you're going to have to cut some guys. I'm not sure which Broncos could be the odd man out. That's another episode for another day, but overall, if the Denver Broncos are going to pursue Kirk Cousins, I believe it. John Elway in his press conference said, we have to get better at quarterback. Plain and simple. The best guy out there right now in the NFL, I don't think Eli Manning is going to leave New York, and if he does, I think New York sends him, or obviously, you know, to Jacksonville. I think he's going to reunite with Tom Coughlin down there in Jacksonville. The Jaguars have a playoff game this weekend. Blake Bortles has been at the topic of discussion for questionable play, and the defense has carried the Jaguars quite a bit this year. If Blake Bortles has a very tough and difficult and rough game against, you know, the Buffalo Bills, I think the thing we have to look at is we could see Eli Manning in play for Jacksonville. That's something that we have to look at. He could go to Denver too, but right now, if the New York Giants let Eli go somewhere, I guarantee you my first bet is Jacksonville. So Denver has to do whatever it takes to grab Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, in my opinion, is a top five quarterback in the National Football League. His first year stats, he was up and down, but ever since then, he's been pretty consistent, pretty reliable as a quarterback. You got to consider the supporting cast around him at the offensive line. You also have to consider the fact that he's had Jordan Reed, who's been inconsistent because of injuries. Kirk Cousins blew me away when they played the Denver Broncos, and he threw all over the Denver Broncos defense. I think that was something, in my opinion, when I was looking at things, that Kirk Cousins is the guy who's going to make the throws that the Denver Broncos need from a quarterback position. Now, if the Denver Broncos pick up Kirk Cousins, I don't know, maybe they do get a quarterback. Maybe they, with the fifth pick, they draft a backup who can sit behind Kirk Cousins and learn. But if not, why not go for a guy like Saquon Barkley out of Penn State, running back, a guy who is an absolute prolific tailback, a guy we haven't seen run the way he has since Adrian Peterson did at Oklahoma. That's my honest opinion. If the Denver Broncos had to choose a quarterback, well, now that Darnold's out, Rosen's out there, and obviously Baker Mayfield, I doubt Rosen makes it to number five. I think, obviously, the Giants will pick him. Now, Darnold might be a guy that goes to Cleveland, but right now a lot of people are talking about Josh Allen going to Cleveland with the number one pick. I don't get it. That's totally a Cleveland Browns pick right there. But if they do, good for them. And then they could obviously take Saquon Barkley at the number four pick or Minka Fitzpatrick. But the Denver Broncos, if Baker Mayfield or Darnold are available at number five, you have to take one of those guys, in my honest opinion. The New York Jets are trying to move up to get a quarterback. Okay, if you didn't see it, go down my Twitter feed, or if you follow Benjamin Albright, he reported it this morning that the Broncos and the Jets were interested in finding out if the Giants or the Browns were interested in taking a quarterback. If they were, or if they weren't, they could try to move up. If they were, well, then obviously you can't really do a lot to convince them to trade down. But if they're not, you can obviously trade up and try to get better positioning. So that's a war right now between the Broncos and the Jets in terms of the Browns and the Giants. So that's something we'll definitely have to follow over here. Before we get to our next topic, I just want to take time to tell you guys about what we have going on over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, Adam Mara is over there with the Denver Nuggets. He hosts Locked On Nuggets, and I tell you what, he delivers a great show. Obviously, Gary Harris had a phenomenal performance, tied a career high in points, 37 points last night against the Phoenix Suns in the Denver Nuggets' huge win at home, which we saw John Elway throwing touchdown passes to the crowd. He signed a football, sitting courtside, threw it up into the stands. So obviously, it was a wild night in the Pepsi Center. So check out Adam Mata's over there at Locked On Nuggets for all the latest Nuggets news, tidbits, and analysis from him over there as well. So before we get to our final topic, obviously talking about the coaching staff, the Denver Broncos that are going to be coaching the Senior Bowl here at the end of the month, the North Squad, we're going to talk about MyBookie.ag. Now, I mentioned that the show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Well, guess what? Bowl season is here, and it's time to get in on all the action with MyBookie. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Well, if you sign up at MyBookie.ag today, you'll get paid within 48 hours when you win. MyBookie is your hookup for all of your betting needs, and you can even deposit using Bitcoin. Now, I believe that where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting on bowl games, well, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for them. Check it out yourself over at mybookie.ag. They have odds on every single matchup, as well as in-game live betting on all of this season's NFL and college bowl games. Now, if you join MyBookie, they will match you with a deposit bonus of up to 50%. Now, that happens when you use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. So visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And if you're going to bet, the only place to do it is at mybookie.ag. Tell them Locked On Broncos sent you. So, obviously, a key point that we talked about at the beginning of the show is the Denver Broncos coaching staff was announced yesterday that they would be coaching the North Squad in the Senior Bowl for the, you know, obviously these draft class. And you know, I think The Cleveland Browns last year, they coached the squads and they didn't get a lot of good feedback. From what I was told, it was very unprofessional how they conducted practices. They brought way too many people, obviously, to the practices, too many personnel people, and it was just a disorganized conundrum. So the Denver Broncos, obviously, Vance Joseph, Joe Woods, Bill Musgrave, they will be bringing a staff down there, obviously, to Texas to coach up the North squad opposite of the Houston Texans. Now, this is going to be an exciting test. Now, the Denver Broncos have an opportunity to get a coach, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is on the North squad, which the Denver Broncos coaching staff will be coaching. So they get a little bit of a chance to kind of see what maybe Baker Mayfield has to offer. Obviously, working with Bill Musgrave as they prepare to take on the South roster, coached by Bill O'Brien and the Texans. This is a great opportunity. I'm excited about it. And the Senior Bowl is going to be very, very interesting. In my opinion, and this isn't homerism by any chance, but the fact that the Denver Broncos get a coach the North roster in the Senior Bowl here at the end of the month, that's pretty exciting. This bowl game, especially with the type of prospects that are out there with the seniors in the draft class for the NCAA that are coming into the NFL declaring for the draft, you're going to have a lot of guys declare at this event as well, but they get to showcase their skills and what they have potentially for the NFL fan base. And John Elway and obviously the media, it's going to be a great thing for Denver media. We're going to get a lot of news and information about certain prospects that the Denver Broncos may be interested in. We get to see them practice, obviously, on the NFL Network, so don't forget to set your DVRs to the NFL Network. As they do the Senior Bowl practices, you get to see one-on-one matchups. You get to see a lot of cool things in the Senior Bowl and obviously the Senior Bowl game. So they also have a chance to coach Josh Allen, from what I'm told as well. But I'm not really too interested in Josh Allen, honestly. If the Denver Broncos selected Josh Allen, I would be, you know, pretty upset more along the lines of everything else. I think that Josh Allen's got a big arm. He's a talented, mobile guy, but he just doesn't have the tangibles to be a long-term success in the National Football League with the way that the game is played, and especially in a division of the AFC West where you have Tom Mahaly, Justin Houston, Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin, Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Pass Rush University in the National Football League here in the AFC West. I just don't think that's something that the Denver Broncos really need to have, obviously, with all the questions that we've had at quarterback with Paxton Lynch, with Brock Osweiler, with Trevor Siemian. I'd be very surprised if we see Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, or Paxton Lynch on the Denver Broncos roster. Now, if Paxton Lynch is on the roster for the Broncos in 2018, it's because they want to give him a little bit more time to develop and maybe see. But I think the Denver Broncos have to go experience at quarterback. Aqib Talib, even veterans on the Denver Broncos, most of the guys in our interviews say, we would be a better football team if we had a veteran quarterback. If we didn't have a different quarterback every single week, we could have a chance to be successful and to win. John Elway gets that. John Elway knows how important that is, and that's the move that John Elway is going to make for the Denver Broncos. You're going to see a veteran quarterback. They're going to pursue Kirk Cousins. Now, are they going to get Kirk Cousins? I'm not sure yet. It depends on how good John Elway is at convincing him. But all signs point to Kirk Cousins being a Denver Bronco next year, wearing the orange and blue. If not, we're going to see a rookie in the National Football League at quarterback for the Denver Broncos. You're going to see either a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield. Or, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the possibility of Mason Rudolph being a second-round pickup for the Denver Broncos out of Oklahoma State. He's not a bad option either. But who are you going to take at number five? So as draft, obviously the season approaches, we're going to start putting together some mock drafts. We're going to talk about it here on Locked On Broncos. We're going to have more guests, Nick Ferguson, Byron Chamberlain, formerly of the Denver Broncos, going to get him here on the podcast here soon. And obviously stay tuned for our contest giveaway that we do every single month. We're going to enter the contest. Obviously you have a chance to win something Denver Broncos related that I will personally send to you for being a listener of Locked On Broncos. Don't forget to go to iTunes and leave a five-star review telling us why you love Lockdown Broncos. Obviously, leave your Twitter handle in there, and you'll be entered into all future contests for the contest giveaway. So just by doing that, leaving a five-star review and your Twitter handle, you automatically get entered into every month's contest for the Broncos contest giveaway over here at Locked On Broncos. So be sure to follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I'm also still writing for Predominantly Orange. You can check out my latest column over there where I talk about why Broncos country needs to be optimistic heading into 2018. You can catch all my latest work over there at Predominantly Orange as well as LockedOnBroncos.com. We are looking for writers for LockedOnBroncos.com. If you are interested in writing and talking about and covering the Denver Broncos from a writer's perspective, please reach out to me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL or at Denver Broncos Locked On at gmail.com. If you want to write and cover about the Denver Broncos, let me know. I look forward to it. Obviously, a lot of great football minds out there that we talk about. We're going to do a lot more Periscope broadcasts. Don't forget, next week is the return of Twitter Tuesday after the holiday season. Didn't want to do too much to take away from you and your time with your families. We're going to bring it back, obviously. And then some more mailbag additions coming up. And Fan Friday, if you want to be on the Fan Friday episode of Locked On Broncos, just let me know, man. I'll get you on here. We'll talk about Broncos, how you became a fan, and what you expect, obviously, going forward into 2018. I absolutely look forward to it. Now, don't forget, subscribe for the future contest, and obviously catch us here at Cody Rourke NFL at Locked On Broncos. Once again, I appreciate enjoying this conversation with every single one of you guys on the Twitter sphere, wherever you're at, listening to Locked On Broncos. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Locked On Broncos as the latest news and analysis and updates as the NFL playoffs get ready to kick off on Saturday with Wild Card Weekend. We're going to have the recap discussion as well, our final score predictions on tomorrow's Locked On Broncos show. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.